came the precedence after the death of his mama. And what are his responsibilities? What is he supposed to do to help?
President.
You? President.
Oh.
President is president.
To guide the members in the good ways, in the good unity. In financial, well, it's up to the members to have. So that 18,000 delinquent they got, they collect that money among themselves. This spiritual.
They paid it.
And before we went in, they get another 2,000 to 3,000 balance again. You see, that's when the big noise outside is where the money go, where the money is. That I don't know. I cannot explain that money. So before we went in, they get about 3,000 delinquent again. Oh, surprise. I bring them all over here now. We go all to my house. We go meet into my house. We cannot let this go. So we bring them all my house food. All that spiritual thing. I ask them which you prefer, the Kali, Bali, go to the Goldman or we take it over. They know like give, so we dig out again. The 3,000 that night, all collected here. We paid that delinquent. You see, from that time until now, all clear, all even.
Until next year.
But it shouldn't be. It could be non-taxable because
Could be
non-profit. It's a church.
Because the leaders did not work on that. They did not know anything about that.
They changed the law.
But Mario also didn't know anything about that when he was, he was already president.
They never think all on that.
They should do that soon. Because
they're working on it.
That's what we're doing now. We're trying to work on that.
But because there are many churches in this country that do that already that aren't as good churches as Kali. Kali is already a good, well-established church.
That's what we're trying to work on now. But this trustees are...
They're involved in their Hawaii.
They don't understand each other.
How much land is involved, Mano? How many acres of land? Or what exactly is the property? Just that church?
Yes, the church, the longhouse.
Let me show you the Bali map. I got the Bali map, the whole thing.
Big property, boy. $1 million.
Yeah, I know.
But it does not include the homes around the edge that belong to some of the spirituals. Does it include, like, say, the house where Mr. Ogates lives?
In the corner.
I think so.
It's not. It doesn't include the house where, say, Mr. Medico lives, or those, or Mr. Bernas.
Not Medico.
That's why they have that fence there.
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
But they say the 15 lots. 15 lots.
Yeah.
Owned by Moncado Foundation.
So the Moncado Foundation owns 15 lots. Mm-hmm. That includes the garden, the monument, the church, the longhouse, the house up on the hill.
The vacant lot. Yeah, no.
The house on the hill.
Vacant lot.
So that's quite
above
big.
Above a big house.
Yeah.
Across the church.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big property.
And that's now a very valuable property.
It's a good thing they bought in the early days.
Yeah.
And it's under the Moncalo Foundation of America. But what are the stipulations if the Board of Trustees change? I mean, I'm sure the Board of Trustees, the names are there. What if they die? What happens?
Yeah, still under the Moncado Foundation.
It's under the foundation, not under the Board of Trustees.
The beneficiary or something. Under the Moncado Foundation members, they are the beneficiary.
But it's different than the old house where Mario used to live. That was under his name, no? In Manoa.
Oh, that one, that's that's the
that was under his family.
Yeah, family.
Right. Whereas this is not under the family, this is under the foundation.
Yeah, this property.
Yeah.
Does a foundation like that have to have a list of names, Mike? Who are the members? And
yeah, they have the names. Because we have to pay yearly dues and all that. Property tax.
How much is the due, Manang, if you want to become a member?
$50.
A year?
Just to help pay the property tax and to maintain the property. In the mainland was $10.
$10.
But they have a lot of money because they have the building. Mm-hmm. They have rental income.
Mm-hmm. So they're quite active.
Yeah, it was the last financial report was $28,000.
That's in the good.
In the bank. Yeah, but they had the remortgage. Yeah. The remortgage.
No more with the. Huh? No more with the states.
I think you gave it to Elena.
She copied.
When we went.
She copied. And I took mine.
Oh, they are alright. They're doing alright. They're stable. Well, over here yet a problem.
Are there any plans for that valley, for the property? What to do with it?
Yeah.
Is that where they also fight? They have difference of opinions about what to do or?
Yeah, they are. Mario said he plans to build old man home.
That was Mama Toy's plan, wasn't it, for the valley?
So Mario tried to carry it on. Still now they didn't agree each other, so still like that.
Like for old members too?
Members. So, this big project ahead.
No more?
We'll do it. Where you misplaced? Because I know you gave it to Elena.
No, I get a copy. We can move my
phone. Now you have to get a copy back from her?
No, I put mine in here.
Yeah, so it's alright. It is.
It's a big valley.
It's a beautiful.
Yeah, as long as we can keep up the payment, the property tax. Yeah, because they are working on that exemption. Yeah. So if we get that exemption, then we don't have to pay that much.
What is the new? Manong said something that it almost closed up. What was that, Manong?
Well, if you don't
about
pay your property tax,
that was 18,000.
If you don't
pay your property tax,
they had a huge deficit in their.
Yeah, because it was sewer line too. You know when they put sewer line.
Cost more.
Yeah, cost more. That's why it came high. So it's all right now. Everything is stable. Thing we need now is improvement.
Why is there now a fence, Mama? Before there was no fence.
Well,
you know where Mr. Medico used to live.
Yeah, because you know the above lot. This one, garage. And Carino always claimed that he owns the garage.
Who is Carino, Mama?
The one live above Bernard.
He's the one who they They told us wanted to take over that whole house.
Yeah.
They're having their own struggle there, I think. Yeah.
You see, they own the garage, so Mario and the rest of the members cannot park in front of the garage. If they park, they call the police and take the person or take the car. So we didn't like the idea.
So
we had a meeting to straighten that out because that's not his property. Fence as a private property.
Who is Carino?
The one.
Yeah, but is he a Filipino?
Yeah.
He was a former member. Member, not anymore.
Federation to foundation.
Does he attend the church?
No, not now. He's not active since he got married. He's not active.
He got married late.
Yeah.
After. Well, already he was old man.
Yeah. How old is he now? 70s?
70. That's how we have to put the fence. It's not fair the way you know, call the car when you park in front of the garage.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the wife's idea.
Where is she from? Filipina?
She's
Visayan.
The battle
of Visayan?
Kano?
She did property from here until here. It's locked. And this is the statue, the church. Lomulap, this is the Adala.
Above Ampir House.
Yeah, Cariño.
This is Cariño. So now, which is the part of the land that is owned by the Federation? This part only here?
Foundation
all
now.
Oh,
there. All this.
Yeah.
Except this lot, until yeah.
Now, just, how, yeah. How come this one lot was not included?
Well, maybe the Bernas them bought
that.
They
bought that one.
Bernas?
Yeah.
And then he sold it to Cariño?
Yeah.
They bought it together.
Together.
Because Cariño and Bernas is one lot, they say.
Yeah. We get one more lot here.
One more above Ampir House.
And one more lot this
one. And where Bahilot live. Yeah. That's for the foundation.
The foundation.
So that's quite a big, this is now a garden here, no?
Yeah,
this is the garden.
So we decided to plant vegetables instead of let the grass grow.
Oh,
we,
much better, yeah.
Yeah,
we
pay taxes for nothing.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Here, too.
And we have excise and all that place to go.
do people come and take your
Well, sometimes they take, but they don't take all, so never mind.
So if you want to develop that,
yeah.
You need a lot of capital.
Yeah, that's why.
To develop.
Yeah.
That's why this area, that's why we like build our old man home.
Right there, yeah.
The distance from bus, it's very short.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Convenient for
right
those people,
now.
Right?
They work in it with the with the attorney. Is
yeah.
It for federal fund or some sure. Kind of fund? I don't know.
What
federal fund?
Well, they can get federal funding
Ching.
To build the housing.
Yeah.
Attorney Ching.
So who is going to put up the capital now? If you have
well,
to build up you
federal fund.
Oh, and then you
and
just
then
put
maybe,
the lot as a collateral.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, because you do have the property.
Mm-hmm. Then with the rental you can pay the mortgage or something.
Oh, but you need the board of trustees to approve.
Yeah,
right?
To approve.
Do you need all five of them to approve?
Yeah.
No, I don't
maybe majority, yeah?
I don't
with five of them with three wins.
That's why we're trying to explain to the board officers that they wanted to reform the trustees because these trustees all had head. Eh? They don't get together, see? They don't get together, so we want to renew the trustee, and from there we can talk together, if we can negotiate together, that we change the trustee to committee, something like that.
And what would be the legal way of doing that? Something
court? Legal way is court. So it's still fun.
It's still in the court.
Was in court.
Still in court.
Is it
still in court? It's not well decided.
You're waiting for that.
So who are the defendants? Who are the people?
Mario, Dean, Luz,
and then who?
And then
the trustee, including Ampere.
No, Ampere is on our side.
Funding.
Against that, the three.
Because Nagal wanted to go ahead and build, improve the longhouse. So you see the, you know, for the longhouse come across
Delhi. And you didn't want that.
You didn't want because
wasn't clear, wasn't agreed.
It's not clear. He did not approach the officers of the foundation, members of the foundation before he did that. Of course he's a trustee, but at least we should know what he does. Instead of contacting the foundation members, you will contact the outside, non-members, non-foundation members, see? And all against the foundation. That's what the misunderstanding came out. Because I talked to Nagal before he made a meeting in the longhouse of that project, that what you're doing is wrong. you're contacting the outside of the foundation. You should contact the inside of the foundation of peace. But he never listened to me. He's still in Jesus.
That's why we're in court. So now he's in the Philippines. I don't know when he's coming.
I don't know what will happen now.
But Ampere is the only
trustee
who is on the side of the
foundation.
How can we all go together?
Huh? My daughter is
in school.
I have to take her.
You didn't talk about your daughter.
I have to take her to Nuwana Valley for. She has a ballet class.
Oh,
and were you involved in that when what is it? There was another litigation, wasn't it? Or
no.
Before and
no, that was before with Ramaho when he came.
Yeah. Ramaho, yeah.
That was the struggle, I think, that they were telling us before about the whether or not that property should go under the federation,
right.
Or whether the new foundation was legal.
Yeah.
And then the court decided in favor of the foundation, then you stayed with the federation until the 50th anniversary, and then you were. So I mean, that I understand that pretty much now. And that was Kubiko was just the representative of the foundation together with Mama Toy, and Ramaho was representing the federation. I think I know.
Yeah.
That's the right way.
But
the right
like for instance, Baruit and the Opinalda, do they have their own services also? We don't know.
They don't have office.
They don't have office. Yeah. They just come together on banquets and sometimes do they go to Kalihi to attend services? No.
Quite long they never come now.
Before I used to see Burawi.
The first time I saw them was on Barrio Fiesta program. No, they were giving a propaganda about the Crusaders' World Army.
That's
on
their
the
own.
Television.
Yeah. They made that one for them.
Yeah. And they are always in their advertisement.
Yeah.
I always see them, their picture in Colliado's banquet, like immigration week on March or something like that. Yeah. That's why all these names are familiar because they have pictures and they appear in the program.
Yeah. That's all Colliado's work.
Yeah.
But the master did a lot of that, like when he was having a banquet. Didn't he have like programs and souvenirs like that?
Yeah.
So was Colliado doing that for the master or?
Some other offices. Not only Colliado. Baklangan was working on that.
I think Benny also has to be the
That was his secretary.
What was the name?
Baklangan. Angel.
Angel Baklangan. Pesaw.
Oh, Baklangan.
Pesaw.
Baklangan was Ilocano also.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Arado?
Oh, he passed away.
He passed away. Yeah. Also his wife?
No.
Which one? First, second?
Oh, I didn't know he had two. This was Dalmacia. I think the name was Dalmacia. I'm not sure. Oh wait, I think I wrote it down.
The first wife was Priscilla.
Priscilla.
We also saw Arados and Arados. Yeah, his picture in the Filipino magazines, you know? Because
in the early days.
He was in the early days, they have some.
He was the chairman.
Even in the newspaper,
he
would be. He
was the chairman.
Oh, I have this one, Dalmacia Batonado.
Oh.
Is that the second wife? Or?
No.
No, that's
different.
Not. No.
That's not a wife.
Different lady.
But one of Arado's wives is still alive.
Both of them.
Both are still alive.
Yeah.
How can that be?
The men pass away.
Oh.
Arado passed away. But the two wives still here.
I think we could talk for much longer, but I think we should maybe try some other.
Yeah.
Give you a rest.
Yeah.
And then
so
call you mana for your life.